We've been lucky on Fresh Air to feature some of the greatest songwriters, filmmakers, and novelists of our time. It's typical of public radio to bring you interviews with our most important cultural figures, as well as bringing you award-winning coverage of the news. Yes, it's also typical of us to occasionally interrupt, like we're doing now, to remind you that we need your financial support. But you can't have the programming without the money to produce it, so we've got to ask. I hope you'll respond with a call. John Meacham is the managing editor of Newsweek and the author of the best-selling biography Franklin and Winston. His latest book, American Gospel, explores the history of a subject that both obsesses and polarizes Americans, namely religion.
On July 4, 1776, the founding fathers fell to their knees, asked God's benediction on the Christian nation they were bringing into being, and signed the Declaration of Independence while humming "Onward, Christian Soldiers." Such is the origin myth of the United States that fundamentalists like Jerry Falwell and Tim LaHaye, author of the popular Left Behind novels, promulgate. Staunch secularists assembling on the other side of this particular divide in America's ongoing culture wars offer their own version of the country's beginnings, one that sees Jefferson, Franklin, and the rest of that exalted company as enlightened rationalists who just paid lip service to the pieties of their day. The truth, John Meacham says, lies not quite in the middle, but in an area both messier and more mysterious, in the sense of being resistant to simplification, than either side would have it. In his new book, American Gospel, Meacham explores America's official relationship to God, a relationship he characterizes as scrupulously cordial and respectful of boundaries. Meacham's last book, Franklin and Winston, traced the friendship between FDR and Churchill and was terrific fun to read because of the titanic personalities involved and the marvelous quotes and tall tales they generated. American Gospel doesn't have that kind of built-in, personality-driven storyline. It covers a much wider chronological terrain, and the special friendship with the divine this book chronicles is played out not in late-night strategy sessions over brandy and cigars, but rather in official documents and presidential speeches. As you might expect, the revelations contained in American Gospel, and there are many, are of a rather more sacred than profane nature. Meacham says that he set out to write a timely narrative essay that would touch on key moments in the religious history of the United States. He wants to illustrate how the founding fathers left us with a tradition in which we could talk and think about God and politics without descending into discord and division. Meacham's own approach in this book, informed but accessible, deftly handles a subject that's become so polarizing that few writers bother to try to preach to those outside of their particular choir. American Gospel roams from the founding of Jamestown, where religious diversity wasn't exactly a community value, to Ronald Reagan's fascination with end-time apocalyptic imagery. But the most absorbing sections of the book are its earliest chapters, devoted to the founding fathers and their careful crafting of their new country's diplomatic relations with the Almighty. As Meacham demonstrates, the founders themselves were a mixed bag when it came to faith. Franklin and Jefferson believed in God, but not in the divinity of Christ, nor in the Trinity. John Jay was a strict Episcopalian, Sam Adams a Puritan. George Washington, as with so many other aspects of his character, an enigma. Most, of course, were Christian, but as Meacham points out, they did not seize the opportunity to use Christian imagery or language in the Declaration of Independence or, most starkly, in the Constitution, which doesn't mention God at all. Instead, the god the founders called upon is the presiding deity in what Benjamin Franklin famously dubbed the public religion. This nature's god, or creator, as Jefferson referred to him, is invested in the affairs of men, but he doesn't dictate them. He endows humans with their rights, but he doesn't favor one country or people over another. And perhaps most crucially, he's a non-sectarian deity. Here's how James Madison elegantly expressed the new country's ideals for religious tolerance. "Whilst we assert for ourselves a freedom to embrace, to profess and observe the religion which we believe to be of divine origin, we cannot deny an equal freedom to those whose minds have not yet yielded to the evidence which has convinced us." Yet, and it's a crucial point, the founders also believed keeping the state out of the business of religion would allow religion to flourish in civil society. Religious belief would ultimately benefit from separation from the state. Contrast it to what Meacham details in American Gospel as the founders' balanced reasonableness of mind when it came to matters of faith. The extremists of more recent times sound, well, positively un-American.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University and is the author of the memoir Leave Me Alone, I'm Reading. She reviewed American Gospel by John Meacham.